The race for Sydney to Hobart line honours is over in what commentators were calling a thriller in slow motion. Wild Oats 11 reached the Derwent River first and crossed the finish line in just over 1 day and 19 hours, significantly behind the race record set last year. The ABC's Anna Fromberg is at Constitution Dock in Hobart. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. It's all happening here at Constitution Dock.
It always is. Fantastic moment. Now, overnight, it was extremely close. There were four Super Maxi yachts in a tight grouping as they rounded Port Arthur. What happened this morning?
Yes, well, Wild Oats, skipper Mark Richards pulled this amazing manoeuvre. He went out a little bit further east than the other Super Maxis, of course. There was only a few nautical miles between them, but taking the yacht out east just seems to have paid off. He was able to pick up some stronger breezes and overtook Comanche, which had been in the lead for most of the race. And he was able to cross the finish line, bring her home about 15 minutes ago now. So the cannon was fired and Wild Oats is just making its way to tie up here at Constitution Dock. But it's still very exciting here because we have two other Super Maxis neck and neck.
How close behind are they?
Oh, I can see them now. They're just about to cross the finish line. And there's probably, oh, golly, I'm not good with nautical miles. But they are very close. So at the moment, it's looking like Blackjack might be in second position, but it could be Comanche. They are seriously neck and neck. So it's all happening here, and there's hundreds of people lining the waterfront to witness this moment. Of course, it's the first time we've seen four Supermaxis in the River Derwent at the same time. So an incredible
and in
sight.
Daylight.
And in daylight, it's a very civilised finish this year. Normally, it's in the early hours of the morning, so it's just perfect. The sun is shining, there's a light southerly breeze, and it's just magic. Enough wind to make it exciting for the yachts here.
Anna, last year, Wild Oats 11 crossed the finish line first but was penalised for a close shave between two boats in Sydney Harbour. Is there any suggestion that the outcome may be changed by a penalty this year?
Look, I haven't heard any suggestions of that, but as you said, it must be a sweet victory for Wild Oats after what happened last year. Of course, it did cross the finish line first in what was a race record, but it was stripped of that record and line honours victory due to an illegal tack at the start of the race. It acts some revenge this year, I guess you could say, and it makes it a ninth line honours victory for Wild Oats 11. So we're seeing now she's just about to tie up here at Constitution Dock, and of course it's tradition for the skipper Mark Richards to be thrown overboard, and family and friends have already hopped on the yacht and are no doubt popping the champagne cork. So a very exciting moment here in Hobart.
Well, I'm sure most of us would love to be there to see it. It's a spectacle. Enjoy. Thank you very much for joining us today, Anna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
ABC reporter Anna Fromberg at Constitution Dock in Hobart.